Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. Well, coming up this Friday, there's a big Kentucky Derby event at Venue 1 on the West Loop on Randolph Street. It's called the Next Steps Derby, which is their inaugural Prelude Derby Party. It's a fundraiser for Next Steps, which is a Willowbrook-based organization dedicated to helping people rehabilitate from devastating spinal cord injuries. The tagline for Next Steps, redefining rehabilitation. Joining me now is Jack Haggerty. He's a board member and a patient at Next Steps. Jack, nice to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me this afternoon.
I love that tagline, redefining rehabilitation. What does that mean? What does it mean to you?
Well, what it means to me now and what it meant to me, you know, 2 years ago are two different things. But what it means to me now is that one takes an aggressive stance toward a devastating injury to maximize the prospect of recovery for a patient in really dire setting.
It's something that a lot of people probably aren't familiar with, but it, you know, there's obviously inpatient and there's hospital care when someone has an injury, but what Next Steps really does is the next step of your life, what you're going to do when you get out of the hospital.
And beyond, right? It's really sort of a lifetime mission of maintaining well-being and maximizing the ability to live an independent life.
For you, let's talk about your injury.
Mine was, the injuries in this arena are as varied as you can imagine. Mine was a spinal cord surgery that went awry. Woke up, unfortunately, on Christmas morning a year and a half ago, and at some point that day was unable to move anything below my neck. Sort of a frightening change of circumstances.
Yeah, right.
So 1 minute you're able-bodied and walking, and the next complete paralysis. I can't even describe to you the horror.
Tell us about what happened next. I mean, obviously for that to happen, that's something that we've heard stories about. I mean, it is kind of unfathomable for people to think that way.
You know, some people have suffer a spinal cord injury because of a devastating traumatic event.
Maybe an accident, something like falling off a
terrible
horse,
terrible.
Things like that.
And there's a tragic story really behind Next Steps. Maybe we can talk about it in a minute or two that gave rise to its creation.
Sure.
But mine was what they call a compression injury, which basically means that there was a compression, not a severance, of the cord for me, it was a pretty high level. Because the injury was so high, I lost really the ability to use all my limbs.
Then it's an emergency situation.
Emergency, right. You know, went into Northwestern, had some emergency surgery to relieve the compression, spent, 90 plus days in the RIC, a remarkable world-class inpatient facility. And after RIC, was looking for a place that provided as aggressive as possible and more of a lifelong mission toward rehabilitative care for mm-hmm. someone in my situation. And lucky enough, I happened to be friends with Pat and Kelly Hennigan, who happened to run, to me, one of the most remarkable facilities you could ever imagine, a place where I can tell you this, if you had a friend, a loved one, anyone that you cared about looking for help in the outpatient world for spinal cord rehabilitation services, this is where you'd want them to be.
What are those services? Talk about your life now, because obviously, what happened in that year and a half ago, I mean, not being able to feel anything below your neck, that's changed. You're here. You with assistance, walked in.
Yes.
Talk about what does Next Steps provide you now?
Next Steps provides me a place where they take aggressive steps towards promoting as much possible recovery of the body as can be obtained. And you look like someone who played sports.
Sure.
So they take what I would call more of an athletic trainer approach toward physical therapy as opposed to the type of therapy one might expect one's grandmother or grandfather might receive if they broke a hip.
Right.
It's not a basic, we're going to restore minimal function, send you home and hope that you're going to be okay. Here we're going to say we want to do the maximum and beat your blank to see what we can get, see what we can get out of you, right? So it's a no-limits approach.
I mean, do you like that approach? I mean, tell us about the struggle of having to push yourself. I mean, therapy and rehabilitation, a lot of it is about doing things outside of your comfort zone.
Well, I will tell you that my motivation is, aside from a wife and three beautiful girls, but my motivation really comes from the people that I see at Next Steps. For example, a young man, Patrick Stein, 21 years of age, has closed-in syndrome. So he can only move his eyes.
Wow.
I look at Patrick every day. I can move things, and I have the ability to ambulate to some degree. And I say, I've been given a great gift. I couldn't look Patrick in the eye and not give it 150% every day to make the most of whatever the good Lord is giving me in terms of recovery opportunity.
It's got to be hard to be able to do that 150%. I mean, there's some days you probably wake up and you say, I just don't want to do that today. I don't want to push myself. I don't want to deal with the pain. Obviously, being able to look in the eye, to be able to be at next steps is a big part of it. But what else pushes you? What gets you up that day?
Well, I have to tell you that it's in many ways, a lot of it revolves around next steps. Because when I walked in here and you saw me come into the studios on my arm crutches with my wife, you saw someone who was disabled, right? Now, when I walk into Next Steps and do my therapy and people are largely in wheelchairs, some of them can't move anything,
They
look at me as if I'm wearing an S on my chest. We're like, how can I do what that guy can do? Holy cow, right? So I'm their incentive, right? For them, I'm the dream. And I walk in there, it's like a different planet. I've walked out of the arena that most of us live in from day to day, and I've walked into the special place where I have physical skills that are remarkable and superhuman.
And that's a great way to look at it. Jack
it's
Haggerty.
True.
Yeah, I mean, Jack Haggerty's in studio with me, a board member and a patient at Next Steps, a rehabilitation organization that helps people with spinal cord injuries. Their big party is coming up here at Venue 1 on Randolph Street, which is a great place. It's a Kentucky Derby event. It's their inaugural Prelude Derby party. It's called Next Steps Derby. This is big because this is a fundraiser, and you really want to get the word out to help Next Steps, but also to, I guess, rejoice in the fact that it's available for people when they have trouble.
It is, in fact, a celebration of life and a celebration of a remarkable place. And to hearken you back and make a true Chicago connection to the genesis of Next Steps, and to make a Christopher Reeves connection. Mm-hmm. So John O'Connor, who's Kelly Hennigan's brother, at his 30th birthday party, we'll call it 15 or so years ago, they were at a restaurant bar on the river. And someone dared John to jump into the Chicago River. Unfortunately, he hit a piece of submerged concrete and basically was quadriplegic. So suffered a sea level injury very high. And by the time they fished him out of the water, John had no ability to move any part of his body. His life was, by all accounts, over. But John was a driven person. John and his dad looked around the country for help after John was left inpatient care. They were looking for more advanced outpatient care. And at the time, basically the message to someone with that sort of an injury was, take your antidepressants, sit by the window, and smile as much as possible. And John said, that's not right.
That's unacceptable.
That's right. Unacceptable. Now, they looked around the country for outpatient rehabilitation for specialty injuries like a spinal cord, and they found one or two places, and they took the best of what they could find around the country and imported it back here and created Next Steps. John was also on the Christopher Reeves board. John and Christopher were very close, and their dual mantra was to say, you know, we have resources. We know people. We can get help, but there's so many others that can't. We want to go to provide this type of level of care to those that don't have access to resources like we do. So that was the genesis mm-hmm. for the creation of Next Steps.
What's next for you? Obviously, you have to go to rehab to continue to be able to live the life that you want to live. Tell us about what it's like to live with a spinal cord injury as you move forward.
I guess it's different for me. I've lived I've been really fortunate up to this, you know, the last year and a half, and lived a great life and have had great things happen, but into each life, rain falls, right? So this is my travail. The true sadness to me is to see someone in their teens and their 20s suffer this sort of an injury. It's all I can say is the implications of a spinal cord injury are so daunting and depressing. I really don't want to regale them here. I mean, suffice it to say, you wouldn't wish that type of injury on your worst enemy.
Board member and patient Jack Haggerty of Next Steps. Next Steps is having their big Kentucky Derby event at Venue 1 on Randolph Street here in Chicago. It's called the Next Steps Derby. It's a fundraiser, and it's for the rehabilitation for patients with spinal cord injuries. Jack, thanks for coming in. Thanks for sharing your story.
Sure. Can I plug the website real quick? Mm-hmm. We're going to go to direct people to go to nextsteps.org, pure and simple. They can click on the Derby Party banner and find all the information about the party, May 6th, Venue 1.
You got it.